WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to thriving in this wild world. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Cultivating gratitude and positivity. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another self-help podcast. But trust me on this one, folks. This isn't about wearing rose-colored glasses and pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about building a mental muscle that helps us navigate the ups and downs of life with more resilience and joy. Ever felt like you're constantly caught in a whirlwind of stress and negativity? You know that feeling when every little thing seems to go wrong, and you just want to pull the covers over your head and hide? Yeah, been there, done that. But what if I told you there's a way to shift your perspective, even on the toughest days? Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. First up, remember that gratitude isn't just about saying, thank you, when someone holds the door open for you. It's a conscious choice to focus on the good things in your life, big and small. Think about it. Even on a day where things feel rough, there are still moments of beauty, kindness, or simple pleasure. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, the laughter of a loved one, or the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These little nuggets of joy can be powerful fuel for our positivity tanks. Second, practice gratitude regularly. Make it a habit. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day. They could be anything, a supportive friend, a delicious meal, or even just a good night's sleep. This simple act trains your brain to focus on the positive and helps you appreciate the abundance in your life. Third, ditch the comparison game. Social media can be a real trap, making us constantly compare ourselves to others and feel inadequate. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, and there's no point in measuring your happiness against someone else's highlight reel. Focus on your own growth and celebrate your own accomplishments, big and small. Fourth, cultivate kindness. Showing compassion and generosity towards others not only benefits them but also boosts our own happiness levels. A simple act of kindness, like helping a stranger, volunteering your time, or just offering a listening ear, can create a ripple effect of positivity that touches countless lives. And finally, remember to take care of yourself. This means prioritizing your physical and mental health. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. When we feel good from the inside out, it's easier to radiate positivity and gratitude outwards. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a woman who constantly feels overwhelmed by work stress and never seems to have enough time for herself. She spends her evenings scrolling through social media, comparing herself to others and feeling even more inadequate. She wakes up each morning with a sense of dread and struggles to find the motivation to do anything besides survive another day. Now, let's say Sarah decides to try implementing some of these gratitude practices. She starts taking a few minutes each morning to write down 3 things she's grateful for, no matter how small. Maybe it's the warmth of her bed, the smell of fresh coffee, or a beautiful sunrise. She also makes an effort to engage in acts of kindness, helping a colleague with a task, offering a compliment to a stranger, or donating some old clothes to charity. And finally, she prioritizes self-care by taking evening walks, listening to relaxing music, and spending quality time with loved ones. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to notice a difference. She feels less stressed, more motivated, and more connected to the people around her. The world doesn't suddenly become perfect, but she approaches it with a newfound sense of optimism and appreciation. See what I mean? Cultivating gratitude and positivity isn't about ignoring the challenges in life. It's about finding strength and resilience within ourselves to navigate them with grace and joy. So, my challenge for you today is this. Choose one of these takeaways and put it into practice right now. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, offer a kind word to someone you encounter, or simply take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. Even small steps can make a big difference in shifting your mindset and creating a more positive life experience. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Go out there, embrace the power of gratitude, and let your light shine bright. I'll catch you in the next episode for another dose of positivity and practical wisdom. Keep thriving, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.